Frank LaRose says 14,000 of those initial 235,000 registrations are now active because voters updated their addresses or responded to voting rights groups who asked LaRose for that list to reach out to them. And LaRose says he'll send voter registration forms to those who were deleted. He did that after a purge of 270,000 in February at a cost of $130,000, and 540 forms were returned.
I think what that showed is that really by the time that you've gone through all of these different processes, that what remains on that list is mostly bad data, outdated information.
LaRose says deleted voters can re-register by this year's deadline on October 7th. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.